Brand new LCP.
When I tell y'all, man, it's been a long, long, long week, man. So much has went on in the culture, man. I think the Drake and Kendrick battle is over. Now, I was entertained. Now, I want to clap it up, man, for Drake and Kendrick, man, because, like I said, I don't know about you guys, but I was thoroughly entertained. And guess what? We got a hit song out of that battle, baby. Psst.
I see dead people.
Woo, the fact that we got to hear that song all summer. Now, earlier, man, I was driving back from somewhere. My phone died. So I did something I haven't done in years. I turned on the radio. And as soon as I turned on the radio, the first song I heard was,
psst, I see dead people.
Man, it's going to be a long summer for Drake. It's going to be a long summer. The fact that the damn near pedophile anthem has become a hit song. I mean, I would have had no idea that that was going to be a hit song. A hit song. But man, one more time, clap it one more time for Kendrick and Drake, man, because... like, this the first time, I think, in our lives where we've seen Drake under this much scrutiny and this much pressure. I mean, every single day when I grab my iPad, it's like a news story. I think since the battle has, quote unquote, ended, Drake has had his security guard get shot. He's had three trespassers try to jump over the gate of his home. It's a lot of shit going on, man. Now, at the end of the day, Drake is Drake. So is this going to impact his career in a negative way long term? Probably not. But it's going to be tough for Drake to go outside, go in the club, even go buy some tissue in this shit play.
Mustard on the beat, ho, deep, oh, any rat, nigga, he a freak, though.
He going to have to smack, he going to have to break every damn radio he see, because as soon as he step outside in Toronto, when he go to New Hope King restaurant, he going to hear,
man, damn, call an ambulance, tell him, please, bro.
I'm sorry, that shit fire, man. I'm not even in the gang, but when I hear that, I just want to start crip walking like, let me just throw. Man, but like I said, man, we're going to collaborate one last time, man, for Kendrick and Drake. Now, you know he lost the battle, man. Like, you know he lost the battle. When there was a news reporter covering the fact that his security guard got shot, and listen to what he referred. Now, at first, I thought I was hearing shit. I'm like, it's no way this news reporter referred to Toronto's own Drake as, listen to what he called him.
Of questions tonight about a security guard who was shot outside the mansion of the rapper, Drake in Toronto.
Kind of what? Like, this is Drake. Like, Drake is still a megastar. Drake is still a massive, like, he's a superstar. Like, if you think about in the terms of the top biggest artists in the world, it probably would be Beyonce, Drake, and Taylor Swift. So to refer to Drake, Toronto's own, as a, what you called him? Say it again.
Outside the mansion of the rapper.
Yeah, boo, nigga, shit. Now, I know he lost the battle, and now, of course, we live in a time now where people forget what you did. At the end of the day, Drake has been a hit maker, dropping top 10 hits, classics, for a long time, but, I think that's where he messed up in the rap battle, because in the rap battle, don't nobody care about hits. Now, again, Kendrick just magically decided to drop Not Like Us, and it became a staple. It became a hit. Now, some people said Kendrick went too far in relation to calling him a pedophile. Now, in the last track that Drake came out with, which was The Heart Part 6, he said that Kendrick was doubling down on calling him a pedophile. It's not true, and it's making him kind of uncomfortable, so he don't want to diss no more. Because that's tough, man. That's tough to be called a pedophile. Like that's probably when you got to smack somebody. Now, somebody who need to get smacked. Now, the segue. Somebody who need to get smacked would probably be a restaurant. Because, again, we all have gone out to eat. All of us, I think, in some shape or form have lost money, have lost a wallet, have lost a credit card. But this is something we don't expect to happen. There was a woman. She went out to eat. She lost her credit card. And, again, you know, the establishment, I guess they think they was trying to do a good deed, trying to do something nice. So they posted
the woman's credit card on Facebook. Now, I can understand posting a credit card. You know, of course, you got to blur out the card number, the details, and just include her name so that way you can find the person. But guess what they didn't do? I'm a boo off the jump. Guess what they did not do? They posted this woman's credit card online on Facebook. They included her name. They didn't blur out the card number. They also took a picture of the back of the card, which had the little three-digit CVC number, the expiration date. They included all that shit on Facebook. What is y'all doing, nigga? What is y'all doing? And of course, with them making that grave mistake, people racked up over $2,000 on this woman's credit card. Listen to the news story. It's bullshit.
North Carolina woman is fighting thousands of dollars in unauthorized charges after a restaurant employee posted her credit card online. Rhonda Deaver is a regular at Smith's Cafe after her weekly doctor's appointment. Last week, she left her card, so an employee took pictures of the front and back and posted it in a Kinston Facebook group, hoping to find the credit card's owner. Well, the post did not block out the credit card number, so you can guess what happened.
I live on a fixed income, and there's not like there's extra money every month to cover those bills that somebody else charged on my card.
Deaver says some of the charges have been removed. Others were rejected. The Better Business Bureau says no one should post a credit card or identification online to find a person.
Women who take.
They shouldn't even have to say that, though. If you find a credit card, you find something, you find the birth certificate, you find the social, like go to Facebook, type the name in, try to find the person. You don't post the person's credit card, the person's social security number on Facebook. Because if we lived in a perfect world and everybody was caring, everybody was considerate, everybody just lives, quote unquote, the word of God, then we wouldn't have that issue. But the restaurant, I think they should be liable for those damages. I think they should come out their pocket and give her the $2,000 to clear out her credit card bill and also give her some extra. Because how dumb could you be? How could you make that stupid decision to post the woman's credit card online? Now, to go from dumb decision to dumb decision. Now, last week on IG, I posted the story of a girl named Ash. Now, Ash, I believe she's 22, 23 years old. She went to apply for a job at TJ Maxx. But here's the kicker. She got tattoos on her forehead, her face, her neck. And I think I might have seen a devil. I think I might have seen a picture of a devil. So she had those tattoos. She went for applied for a job at TJ Maxx. They sent her email not too long after she applied and said, look, we can't hire you. We are going with somebody else. Now, she thinks that she did not get the job because of her tattoos. She went back, she said something, and she jumped on TikTok. And so I'm going to play for you guys what she had to say. And also, I got some voicemails because, I posed the question. Should somebody with tattoos on their face, their neck, or just inappropriate tattoos in a visible area, should that stop this person from getting a job? So first, let me dive into what Ash had to say, and then I'm going to get into you guys' voicemail. Stay tuned. Kick back. Y'all know what time it is. This is that.
Brand new LCP.
Listen to what Ash had to say.
So I applied for a job at TJ Maxx a few weeks ago, and they denied my application. They couldn't even call me. They just sent me some automated email. So I went in today and I was like, so what was the reason I didn't get hired? And she was like, oh, like you just like don't have enough experience. There was candidates that had like more experience than you. And, you know, I asked her if it was about.
Look, first of all, look. Let me say this right now. Ladies, fellas out there, especially if you are young and you are listening to this podcast, how you look, how you carry yourself, how you present yourself, even your tattoos matter. Like I said, when I was a teenager, my mom and my grandma told me, if you get some stupid ass tattoos, especially on your face, on your neck, on your eyebrow, your forehead, just some fucking stupid shit, you might have to pay the consequences for that, especially as you get older, because people care about image. People care about how you look. People care about your tattoos, because sometimes your tattoos are a representation of sometimes what you might bring to the company. But again, you can have tattoos. You can be a hard ass worker. But a lot of times people prejudge you So even though you may be a good worker, you might never even get to the point to even show that, because like the story of Ash, you might not get the fucking job. So I posed the question. I said, I want to see how some of you guys feel about that. Do you think tattoos should play a part in somebody not getting a job? So let's dive into some of the voicemails. Let's see what you guys had to say.
Quick comment on the Ash post. She's definitely not going to get a job, unfortunately, looking like that. It does not discredit the work that she does. However, image is everything. When you work in a professional setting, you're a representation of that organization. People are not going to hire any and everybody because they may look a certain way. So far as tattoos or whatever it is, whatever image they want for their organization, they know what they want. And unfortunately, all of that being so visible, she limits herself to any job, to any job. It's like going into a place where you're trying to pick your favorite food. You go off a look sometimes. Ingredients is cool, but what does that look like? If that looks like dog boo-boo, I'm not picking that up. I'm not eating that. I'm going to go with what looks more appeasing to the eye.
I want to clap. Like, y'all heard what she said. If you get tattoos on your fucking face, you get tattoos on your forehead, you probably look like dog doodoo. Now, she probably didn't attribute dog doodoo to actually having tattoos on your face, but that's how we going to keep it as. If you get tattoos in the wrong place, you look like a fucking fool. Because I know when you're younger, people love to get, I want to be younger. I want to get the fucking eye drops. I want to get a bird on my fucking left cheek. I think Ash got a devil shit on her neck. Like, come on. These are things that look cool when you're playing Grand Theft Auto and you fucking walk into the tattoo shop and you get 50 million tattoos and you pay the money and you walk out. And like, but bro, this is not a video game. This is real fucking life. How you look, how you carry yourself, even your tattoos play a huge part in you getting a job. Because like she said in the voicemail, like, you severely limit your chances, especially as you dive into the corporate world. Like, can you imagine? You walk into an office building, you walk into a fucking corporate setting, and five people get off the elevator and they all got tattoos on their face. They got devils and shit on their neck. Like, you are a representation of that building. And things like that play a part into why you may not get the job. So let's dive into the next voice message. Come on, talk to me. Do you think that tattoos should play a part in one not getting a job? Or should the job, the corporation, or the company suck it the fuck up and hire you no matter how you look? Talk to me.
I wanted to respond to the question that was in your stories about Ash. And I have had a lot of experience with this because I have been a recruiter. I've worked as a recruiter for years.
Oh, I want to pause it. We got a good one now. Because we got the voicemail from somebody who actually has been a recruiter. Somebody who has to go out and find motherfuckers to hire. They got to go out. They got to go through resumes. They got to go through someone's experience or even interview these people. And now sometimes when you interview these people, we going to see how she feel. Because like I said, she got the firsthand knowledge. Because sometimes when you interview these people and now a motherfucker walk in the room and they got fucking 90 tattoos on their face, this going to be good. Come on, talk to me. Let me know.
I've had to interview candidates and I've looked over resumes. I've had them come in. I've talked to them. And I've had situations where I can move forward with a candidate due to how they presented themselves. And I will tell you without a shadow of a doubt that if she come in for an interview, she wouldn't have been moved forward. If she had tattoos that were able to be covered up, not just on her face, that would be okay. But she has way too many tattoos in areas that is wouldn't be acceptable.
Whew. Now, she sent in a 3-part voicemail, so we're going to get to the other 2 parts right now. But I really understand where she's coming from because, like I said, her being a recruiter, like I just... Like I always tell you guys, I am a visual thinker. So me sitting down, waiting for the candidate to walk in, and Ash walks in with a devil, like some devil shit on her neck. She got tattoos on her cheek. You know, she got piercings everywhere. She got tattoo on her forehead. Some of you guys might deny it, but it is human nature to prejudge people when they walk in the room based off of how they look. I know, especially me being black, sometimes black folks act like, oh, we don't prejudge. We prejudge. Stop the bullshit. As black folks, we prejudge the same way white folks do, but we just can't say it because if you say it, you look fucking stupid. But we prejudge people. We do. If we go into a fucking billion-dollar company and the fucking CEO comes downstairs and he got a wife beater on, he got his pants sagging, he got some fucking Jordans on, we gonna look at him like, how'd you get this job, motherfucker? That's what we gonna say. How the fuck did you become the CEO and you got a wife beater on at your job? So let's not act like we don't prejudge people. Stop the bullshit. But come on, talk to me. Tell me some more.
Certain industries where tattoos like that would be acceptable. If she was an artist working at an art company or something in promotions or marketing, she could probably get away with that. But because she's wanting to
work. I want to pause because that goes back to the first voicemail where she said that having those tattoos limit your options. So now you see now she's explaining how, hey, yeah, you know, she can get, you know, a job maybe as a tattoo artist at an art gallery, places where those tattoos are probably more common. But when you want to graduate, you want to get a master's, you want to become a nurse, and now you have these kinds of tattoos. Yes, you may have the qualifications. You may have the experience. But that does not mean somebody is entitled to hire you. But as we know, there's so many companies out here that simply won't hire you because you're black. That won't hire you because you got tattoos in the wrong fucking places. And they'll find a little cute way to make it seem as if it has nothing to do with that. Even though a lot of times we know the truth, bitch.
Work in front of customers, that is a huge no-go for a lot of companies, even if it's just retail or just restaurants. If you're in a customer-facing position, then they're not going to hire you regardless of the industry, except if you're working in the arts, some type of creative field. She can get away with that at certain companies. But anything customer-facing, no, she wouldn't be able to get away with that.
Now, she got one more part, but I'm going to stop for a second because, like I said, she's right. So you guys out there, man, young, old, men, women, whoever, if you got kids out there that's thinking about getting tattoos, because we know as kids become teenagers and they dive into the fucking high school world, they get influenced by peer pressure. They want to look cool for the girls. The girls want to look like Rihanna and get the tattoos under their boobs and shit. I know. I get it. So nobody's saying that you can't do it. But you have to think about how certain decisions and how certain tattoos might impact you fucking 20, 30 years from now. Like, I don't think I ever seen somebody 85, 90 years old with tattoos on their face. Now, I know that was a different generation. So the people now who have tattoos and weird ass play, I want to see how you look when you're 75. I want to see how you look when you're 80. I want to see the fucking 80-year-old lady with fucking the fucking Rihanna tattoo under your titties. Now your titties are sagging. Now your titties is covering up the tattoo. We can't even see the tattoo no more. Think about what you're going to get before you get it. So let's dive into the last part of the voicemail. Then we're going to get back into some celebrity news.
In companies as liberal as Apple, they are very diverse in their company culture. And I will tell you that they wouldn't even hire her. I used to work for Apple for 6 years. And even though they're very down to earth and all of that, but because of the type of tattoos she has, she wouldn't even be able to get a job at Apple. And I know that for a fact because I did some.
I want to clap it up, man. So let this be a lesson to you guys out there, man, who have tattoos in weird places. You guys who are thinking about getting a fucking star, a fucking cereal box on your face, an ice cream cone on your cheek. Like, see, Gucci man got the ice cream cone, but that's different. He a rapper. He is a successful rapper who has made his living in the world of rap. So Gucci man gonna be okay. But you at home, you ain't Gucci man. You at home thinking about getting that tattoo on your face, the fucking stars on your cheeks. You ain't Rihanna. You might have to get a regular fucking job. So think about that shit before you decide to get up and get some bullshit ass tattoos. But let's dive into some of the other cultural news going on, because as we know, in black culture, it's always some bullshit going on. So let's dive into the cultural news. But before we get to that, I'm gonna play a song by my guy. You know what? A matter of fact, cancel the music, man, because these record labels be pissing me the fuck off. Let me vent real quick, because most of the music I play on here is from underground artists or artists that aren't really known to the public eye. So when I do that, I'm doing that to spread awareness, because these are artists that I've come across and I think that these artists are dope and I would love for you guys to check them out. But sometimes they end up signing record deals or end up signing partnerships, and now the music becomes copyrighted. And now in the past, I've received emails that said, hey, you know, we flagged this episode, they got to come down or else. And I'm just like, bruh, it's too much bullshit. That's why I've slowed down with playing music on the podcast the way I used to. So boo some of these fucking record labels, boo, bitch. Now to get into some celebrity news. Now, Romeo Miller, we all know Romeo, Masterpiece, son. He had the show Romeo. He had a couple hit songs when he was a child. He revealed that he was in an accident and he suffered a spinal and neck injury, man. So I want to send some love. I want to send some hand claps Romeo's way. I want to get better, my brother, man. Now, he said, after not being able to walk this past weekend, back to get spinal and neck work, thought I was done, but was assured the healing process of getting a fully healthy neck and back after my accident will be a marathon. Now, like I said, man, Romeo, I know some of you guys love to play Romeo, you know, Bow Wow and the whole Romeo shit, but no, Romeo has been a staple. He was a staple in our childhood. Even if you ain't like him, he had the show on Nickelodeon, which I actually like that show. I actually love that Romeo show. So I do hope he gets better, bounces back, and just simply gets back into the swing of things. Now, something that happened in Louisiana. Now, there was a medical student in Louisiana. I believe he went out to eat with his friends, and for some reason, one of these motherfuckers pushed him in the lake. He was in the lake for 10 minutes. This motherfucker was in the lake for 10 minutes. Minutes. They said 10 minutes under the water. Now, I don't know if they...
A bullshit.
Now, the friends claimed that they didn't know he couldn't swim. So, but here's the kicker. None of his friends went into the lake after him. His friends watched him in that lake for 10 fucking minutes. Now, there was a customer at a nearby restaurant. She had to come out and get his ass out the lake. Now, he was in the hospital. He was under a coma. He was unconscious for a while. But thankfully, I don't know if it was a miracle, an act of God, that brother is now speaking. He's speaking. And this is what he had to say.
I do want to thank everybody for their support and like all the prayers and everybody getting back to me. And as far as anything racially motivated, that's completely false. I don't believe Trios arrested anything wrong. No, I really don't think anyone did anything intentionally to harm me. I knew it was going to happen and kind of thought maybe like I would just, the water wouldn't be as deep. I would kind of get like hit the ground, get my footing up and come back up and hit, grab a beer and just kind of stand up there. So, and then the water ended up being deeper than we thought. It ended up being a lot colder than we thought. Relief, I felt like I was very like emotional because it's been 3 weeks since I've seen any of them. And we're a pretty tight, like, tight-knit group.
That's my first time hearing his response. Now, I always want to go off of what people say because, like I said, to me, when I read the story, I thought it was some bullshit. And to me, again, my opinion, I still think that the person who pushed him in the water was being very, very reckless and just inconsiderate of other people's lives because you can't do that shit. Like, if I'm out with my friends and I'm standing in front of some water, don't push me in the fucking water. Don't do that shit because, like he said, we didn't know how deep it was going to be. We didn't know how cold it was going to be. But the fact that you left me in that water for 10 fucking minutes, like I said, he better than me because I don't know if I'm going to forgive that person. All them motherfuckers is probably no longer in my inner circle. Y'all can't try to grab some shit, reach a hand out, do something. Get me out this fucking water. Left the brother in that shit for 10 fucking minutes. 10 minutes. But, again, I want to clap it up for him being a forgiving person because I don't know if I would have had the heart to forgive. But like I said, if you forgive him, I'll let it go. But now to keep moving down the social media news, black culture. Now, I don't know if this would be considered black culture, but we all know Gypsy Rose Blanchard. She had the mom who had her fake a health condition and had her in the fucking wheelchair, was getting gifts and shit. And eventually Gypsy Rose had enough as she got older, and she coerced one of her boyfriends to kill her mama. Now, that guy is still in jail. I believe he might got life in jail. Gypsy Rose Blanchard did a couple years, and she was freed, I believe, sometime last year. And she is making the rounds. She is all over social media. She was on talk shows talking about coming out and restarting new. But as we all know, Mother's Day was this past weekend, and Gypsy Rose Blanchard, she made a Mother's Day post. Now, at first, I was kind of unsure.
Ooh, you a lie.
Because I understand, you know, her mama was somebody who wasn't the best. Her mama wasn't the best. But if you had somebody kill your mama, again, regardless of the circumstances, I'm not sure if it's the best idea for you to make a Mother's Day post. Now, you can do what you want. It's your page. But the optics of it, I don't think it's the best decision for you to make a Mama's Day post and you had your mama killed, regardless of what she was doing for you. And I think Gypsy Rose knew this because she said, as she posted the video, that she turned off the comments, she turned off the engagement, because she knew what was coming. So if you know what was coming, the best thing to do, the people who you are trying to wish a happy Mother's Day, the people who you felt played a motherly role in your life, call them. Don't jump on social media and make a post to the public, because on social media, you're going to get what you're going to get, man. A lot of motherfuckers on social media, they go online to be angry, to be pissed off, to be mad. So you can't complain about people complaining about what you posted. That's what social media has become. If you jump on social media and look for some positive interactions, you're going to be looking all day. But this is what Gypsy Rose had to say in relation to some of the backlash that she got from her Mother's Day post.
Hey, so today is Mother's Day, and I wanted to make a video basically celebrating the really strong and wonderful women that I have in my life that have been mother figures to me over the last 8.5 years. I first want to start off by saying I did turn off the comments to this video, because I don't want to hear any negative bullshit. If you want to talk shit about me, by all means, I don't give an F. Go do it on your own platform, but I'm not going to see it in my comments. Okay? So there's that. Secondly, it does not go without notice that my own biological mother is not here to celebrate Mother's Day. And what I choose to feel on Mother's Day regarding my own mother is that I think the best of her. I think about the good times. I think about her as not what she did to me, but I think about her as a person. And I think that, was she a good mom? No. Was she the best mom in the world? No. But she was still my mom.
She was still a mom. So like I said, I'm being sensitive here, man, because her mom did do some terrible things. Her mom did put her in situations, take her to doctors, you know, just hurt her health in so many different ways, especially from the age of a young child, in which she could not have any type of say-so. So I'm sensitive to that, because with her being a child, her being a teenager, in her mind, the only way to free herself from everything that was going on was to have her mother killed. Of course, we never wanted to go that far to where the only way to break free is to kill somebody. But I am compassionate and sensitive towards her situation, because had my mom done that to me, I don't know if I would have had her killed, because that's like a extreme level of, like, there's no turning back after that. But to take her to doctors, to put her in wheelchairs, to just have her go through so many surgeries and shit from a young age to where she couldn't defend herself. She had no say-so. You convinced her that she was ill. You convinced her that she was sick. You convinced her that she was this frail person who was going to be confined to surgeries and health problems and a wheelchair and shit her whole fucking life. I don't know where her mindset was at that time, but I do think that it's very insensitive to make a Mother's Day post. Like I said, we all have phones. We all have ways we can contact these people without jumping on a public platform, especially as a celebrity, and wishing Happy Mother's Day when there is a bad optics around her doing that. Knowing that you played a part in killing your own mama, regardless of what she did to you. If somebody killed their child and now they had more kids and they got out of jail after that first killing, and now you say, man, I love my kids, man, I do it. If you're a celebrity, there is a bad optic around that to where your comments is going to be full. Well, you love your kid so much, you killed your other kid. Like, you're going to have to suck it up. You're going to have to deal with that. So I think she was kind of tone deaf to that. And like, I think she knew what was coming, but she did this shit anyway. And that's where I always dive into the fact that social media, sometimes you got to know when to just let it go. Let it go. Call the person you're trying to make a post about. You don't have to jump online and do it for the validation. Just go do some other shit. Go do some other shit. Now to keep it moving. Now there's a video making the rounds of a girl who's seen rapper Glorilla. Now I don't know exactly where this took place, but she's seen rapper Glorilla and she asked her, hey, can you help me with some of my college tuition? Now first of all, you motherfuckers be bold as fuck asking these celebrities to help you out with your tuition. Now, I get it. You might be a fan and you buying the music, you streaming, you're going to the shows. Yes, you contribute to her success, but to just be asking folks for money. Now, it's worked for a couple folks. Like, we seen fans ask Nicki Minaj for money for tuition and she paid a fan's whole tuition. We seen it happen with rapper Lil Uzi. A fan asked Lil Uzi. You know, he paid for the fan's tuition. So I understand that trends happen. Once it works for one person, everybody gonna start to do it. But something I don't like. Now, I believe that this incident took place April 17th was when she asked Glorilla for help with her tuition. Now, Glorilla said she was gonna give her 5 G's towards her tuition. And I guess she has not received the money yet. And like they all do, she jumped online to call out Glorilla and put her on blast. But first, let's dive into the video in question. This is the video of when she asked Glorilla for help with that tuition.
I know.
What's
your
college tuition?
30K.
30K?
Yes.
Where you go to school?
Kennesaw State.
Where you go to school?
Kennesaw. State University.
Okay, what's your name?
Devika Whitehead.
Okay, I gotta see what's up with you, like.
Okay, like.
You give me a reason to pay $30,000 for your
tuition. I mean, okay, let me tell you my plans. Right. I'm nervous. Okay, so my major is criminal justice. Mm-hmm. That's 4 years, and then I plan to go into the military afterwards. Because mm-hmm. if you go to the military afterwards, you get higher ranked, and you get paid more, and then I want to go back for my master's, mm-hmm. and then be a lawyer.
Okay. So you want me to pay the full $30K?
You don't have to pay the full $30K. I'm not asking for that. I'm saying that help. But if you want
I like your hustle and that you had the courage to act. I give you
I'm sorry. She sound desperate as fuck, bro. Glorilla said, hey, you want me to pay the whole $30K? She said, no, you don't have to. But if you want to, like, to me, I boo, bitch. Boo. That's some bummy shit, man. And of course, man, like, we all went to college in some shape or form. I know I went to college. I had to get loans, had to get tuitions, I had to get grants. Like, sometimes you got to make shit happen. Everybody want a free fucking handout. Now, again, you guys out there who have asked celebrities for college tuition and you got your shit paid, by all means, congrats and hand claps to you. But stop asking celebrities for fucking college tuition money and you thinking that just because you asked that you gonna get your shit paid. Because to me, I think it's tacky. I think it's fucking stupid that, yeah, you asked her for money for your tuition. She says she was going to give you $5,000, but she probably was just talking out the side of her face. And now because you jumped online, you're probably not going to get shit. Like, sometimes people forget. She probably got back in that car and forgot about your ass because promoting shit. Like, sometimes people just forget about you. But to jump online, and now you want to jump online and get your little minutes of fame. But this is what she had to say. Glorilla agreeing to donate to her tuition. the video that went viral. This is what she had to say about that.
Hey, y'all. So, update. So, basically, when she told me to give my phone to the assistant, they text the number and, like, remind you, this was April 17th. I didn't want to bother them or nothing, but I didn't hear from them for, like, a week. So, I text, no text back. So, I looked up, was the number real? And on Cash App, it said her record label or whatever. So, I don't know. I don't know what's going on, y'all. She never responded back or nothing. So, I was just like, okay, cool. I lost my opportunity. But y'all, I thought it was a good opportunity. So, yeah. Hey, y'all.
Can you help me pay for my college tuition?
Shut the fuck up. Now, I know some of you guys are going to say I'm being mean. Why you got to be mean to her? You're being insensitive. No, because it's, look, just because you ask somebody for money, yeah, she ain't get back to you. Like, there's no need for you to jump online and give people an update on did you get the money. It's not our fucking business. That is your tuition. If you got the money, great. If not, great. Pay your tuition. However the fuck you was going to pay your tuition before you even saw Glorilla in the first fucking place. Like, she's not entitled to pay your tuition. Just be happy you seen her. Be happy she talked to you. Now, you probably fucked up your chance, man. Because now you jump online and, oh yeah, I haven't heard back. So now people see that shit and now it comes off as if you are calling somebody out. So now fans are probably going to jump inside Glorilla's comments and say, you lied. Why'd you lead that girl on? Like, it's a lot of shit that you got to go through with social media. Girl, go ask your mama for some shit. Go take out a loan. Tell your mama, bitch, go sign up for a fucking Parent Plus loan and leave Glorilla the fuck alone. Now, somebody who needs to be left alone. Now, as we know, it's a lot of crazy, nasty motherfuckers in this world, man. Now, there was a woman who was shopping for groceries, and she said that a man ejaculated on her back. Now, she says she felt something warm and wet on her back, and she believes it was semen. But this is what she had to say. But before I get to the video, look, you nasty motherfuckers out there, go home, nigga. Go find a sock. Go find a fucking trash bag. Go find some shit. Bitch, even find a condom. Go beat your meat at home. Nigga, don't go to Walmart. Don't go to fucking Target. Don't go to fucking Food Bazaar to all my New Yorkers out there. Don't fucking go to a store and you want to come on somebody. Some nasty motherfuckers, bruh. But then what she had to say about getting that load dropped on her back.
See this gentleman walking down the aisle who's pretending to be shopping and he's holding a basket. And he looked kind of like a normal gentleman, like late 20s, early 30s, nothing like extra suspicious about him.
She says she then reached for a bag of chips, but felt something on her back.
So I bent over to grab the chips. And as I was doing that, I felt something like wet and warm on my back. And so I put my hand on the small of my back. And then I saw that it was like this gooey, you know, white substance, and I turn around and I see this guy looking at me, and then he zips his pants up.
Lovell tells Fox 5 once she realized what happened, she chased the man before calling police.
I wanted to draw as much attention as possible to the situation so that there would be a lot of witnesses.
Chamblee police say a witness saw the man drive off in a black Kia. Investigators tell Fox 5 they identified a person of interest and the investigation is ongoing.
I see this gentleman walking down the aisle.
That's a nasty boo. Mega boo. Let me turn this shit up. I mean,
ooh, you a lie.
That's a nasty motherfucker. This woman is shopping for apples and fucking notebooks, and you want to come on her back. Nigga, go home, nigga. The same way you jumped in your car and you drove the fuck off. All you had to do was drive to your crib. You could have pulled up somewhere quiet in your car, in your Kia, in your black Kia. You could have pulled up somewhere calm, somewhere quick. Nigga, you could have pulled up porn on your phone and you could have jerked the fuck off on your fucking phone and not go inside the store in public. That's a nasty motherfucker. Now, to end off this episode, man, had a question come through and I would love if you guys can send in some voicemails and I'll get to this question on the next episode. But because I love this question, and I believe that many people can benefit from the responses, especially as it pertains to Gen Z, because they have a lot of things that they have to go through. They got to battle social media. They got to battle so many different types of pressure that we didn't have. Now, I'm only 34 years old, but people that came maybe a decade after me, now a decade is not that long, but within that 10-year time span, the world changed so much to where when they reached 12, 13 years old, they had so much at their disposal that we didn't have. So I want you guys to listen to this question and please, please, please send voicemails to my IG, which is Lunchroom Chatter Pod, or click the link in any podcast episode description and you guys can send in a voicemail. But listen to this question. And again, please, Lunchroom Chatter Pod on IG, or click the link in any podcast description and send in a voicemail.
For a topic for your next podcast episode, I think something that would be nice would be advice for the newer generation, for Gen Z, because a lot of us motherfuckers are lost. And I feel like you and people, your friends around your age group would have some solid advice that even though some might not take, it would still be appreciated if you can give it to us, you and the people who can share their wisdom with the younger generation.
So that is a question for the next podcast episode, man. So again, what advice would you give Gen Zers on how to just maneuver through life, how to cope with different stressors, how to even deal with the relationships? So what advice would you give? So again, you guys can send voicemails to my Instagram, which is Lunchroom Chatter Pod, or you guys can click the link in any podcast episode description and send in a voicemail. So thank you guys for locking in, for tuning in, for supporting your boy. And again, you guys can always support Extra. My Cash App is $NYC Story 718. My Venmo is Lunchroom Chatter Pod. So again, you guys who show extra love, extra support, thank you. Keep supporting your boy. Y'all know who it is. Y'all know what time it is. This is Dad.
Brand new LCP.